It has been a quiet Monday across our area, but things will change dramatically over the next couple of days. A potent, rather unusual storm system for this time of year will roll through the Northeast, and that's going to bring rain developing during the day tomorrow and continuing through Wednesday. It's all being driven by a strong area of low pressure, at least strong for this time of year, and the upper level trough will dig and eventually form into a cutoff low, and that's going to put the brakes on the whole weather pattern, and that's why rain is in the forecast for both Tuesday and Wednesday. So moving ahead, high pressure that has been in control over weather today will push off to the east, and that will open the door for the storm to push in. Clouds will increase during tonight. Temperatures will be rather pleasant. We'll have lows generally in the middle to upper 50s and lower 60s. We will see some areas of fog form, especially in areas across eastern New York and New England. Coming up during the day tomorrow, that storm system will nudge its way into the region, so the sky will become cloudy, and we'll see rain break out from west to east. It might take a while for the rain to reach our easternmost areas, but most areas are likely to get into the rainfall before dark tomorrow. Temperatures will generally be in the 70s for highs. Tomorrow night and Wednesday, I'm expecting rain to be widespread across the region, and the rain will be heavy at times, probably heavy enough to prompt some flooding concerns. So that's something to keep in mind for tomorrow night into Wednesday as some of these heavier elements of rain come through the region. In addition, with this system coming through the Northeast, there is potential for some severe weather Tuesday night into Wednesday. So some of these thunderstorms that are embedded within the rainfall could be locally strong or severe. Moving ahead, rain should wind down probably later on Wednesday in most areas, again from west to east, and we'll see the weather settle down as we work towards Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with areas of fog, low 56 to 64, and for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, rain developing with a chance of thunder, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight becoming cloudy with a chance of rain, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow cloudy, rain likely with a chance of thunderstorms, high in the 60s and 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds with areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, rain developing with a chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, rain developing with a chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s with some 60s north. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of showers across the north, high in the 70s with some 60s north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.